and also all praise to
And for your last song, there's song number 155. Song number 155, Come Gracious Spirit, Heavenly Dove.
Every thought and step, every sigh. evening, everyone. Thank you to each one that's here. I've asked Josh Miller to have our devotion, so we'll turn the time over to him.
Well, good evening. Welcome each one to this service tonight. For a short devotional, I would like to speak on gossip. I have 2 points. One, what does the Bible say about gossip, and how does gossip affect us? I would say I was in fifth grade. The principal had a devotional on gossip. And he started with, I don't know, maybe second row back, and he asked the first person, he was like, hey, I'm going to tell you something, and you just go ahead and repeat it, and the next person repeats it to the other person, but you say it quietly, you only say it one time. And so he did that, and I forget what he actually said, but as it came to the end, he asked the person, okay, what did you hear from the last person? And it was like, boo 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 boo. I have no idea. And he was like, my point is that if we're not careful and how we, like what we discuss among our people, as the story goes on, it gets so confusing by the last person. It doesn't make any sense. And we got to be really careful about that. For the first verse, I got 4 verses here. For the first verse, Leviticus 19:16. Says, thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. Proverbs 16:28 says, a forward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. Proverbs 20:19, he that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets, therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Ephesians 4:31, that all bitterness and wrath and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Okay, those verses are pretty clear here. Don't have to really go into much explanation about them. But how does gossip affect us? Gossip can lead to anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem. Gossip can alienate friends, ruin reputations, and erode trust within our social circles, workplaces, and communities. The Bible also warns us that listening to gossip is almost as bad as speaking it. For a few closing verses, Ephesians 4:23 and 32, you can go ahead and follow along if you like. Ephesians 4:23 to 32. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that ye may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby we are sealed unto the day of redemption, that all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. May God go with us as we build up the people around us.
All right, thank you very much there, Josh, for sharing those words. And that last song that Alexander led was a prayer to the Spirit to lead us to God and our final rest, to Christ, to truth, to holiness. And if that's really our prayer, we have no part in the alternative and what Josh shared there. So after this next song, LaDonna will be leading the children in some singing, and the singing children can come up here and stand up front. I'll be taking mostly requests for the songs that I lead, so if you have one, shoot it out. Otherwise, I'm going to call one out myself. So any selections?
Sorry. 449 in the church hymnal.
Children.
All right, thank you for that singing, children. Thank you, Ladon, for leading that. Take your Christian hymnal and turn to song number 9. O Worship the King, number 9.
No salt. O worship the King, the glorious above, and gratefully sing His wonderful love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, a
This time, Hugh's group will come forward. Sorry, I should have given you a notice.
Good evening, everyone. We'll be singing 2 songs, Just Over Yonder and Home.
Just over yonder, beyond the river, there is a city of pure delight, where many loved ones are congregating in robes of victory, of purest white.
Just over yonder,
there'll be no
All right, thank you very much, and thank you, Hugh, for getting that together. The one phrase in the first song kind of jumped out at me, if I heard right, which admittedly I'm hard of hearing, but the phrase that the people gone for wearing robes of victory in purest light. And so far this evening, I've thought of guidance, of joy and anticipation, and appreciate that. So what is your selection right now?
478, and then Bob has a one after that, and I'll take it after Jen's group. We'll have Jen's group next, and then I'll take your selection then. So sorry, can you say that again, Jerry? 478, Church Hymnal. Sorry. All right, 478, Christian Hymnal. We'll get there.
Grace to me. it's an honor to have my mom to sing with and a longtime friend that we have sung with together. And we are singing Jesus Draw Me Ever Nearer, which is one of our family's favorites. Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll follow the Lord. May this journey
Thank you.
Thank you so much, ladies, and thank you for doing it. Short notice, too. Appreciate it. All right. Bob, I think you had a selection. What was that
number? Number 87 in the church book.
All right, 87 in the church book. Okay, Christian hymn. We'll take one more selection, and then we'll have the chorus come up on the last verse of the song. 505 in the church hymnal.
Oh, So on your benches, you should find a song sheet, or two, or three, or four, or five. And it's the song, "O God, What Offering Shall I Give?" It comes from Hymns of the Church. Sometimes we call it the Purple Martin. And what I thought we would do is sing this song to you. You might have heard it before. Oasis has recorded it. But we'll sing this song for you tonight. And then give you an opportunity to sing it as well. So we'll sing it as a choir here for you, and you can kind of follow along with the parts and kind of get a feel for the song. And then after we're done, I'll turn around and we'll sing the song again as a congregation and as a choir together. A couple things that have really blessed me about this song in particular. The first verse is... it just asks the question, what offering am I going to give to God? And it talks about the things that I can give, my spirit, soul, and flesh, a holy living sacrifice. And then recognition that all of that is actually very small, but it's all that I have to give, but yet I can choose to give that. I really like the last line of that first verse. More shouldst thou have. If I had more, if I had anything more to give, shouldn't that be God's as well?
Thank you.
All right, it's your turn to join us. So take your song sheets there, and we'll start there at verse 1. All right, thank you. I really like that last line that talks about the Lord arming us with God's Spirit. Since I am called by thy great name, that's part of identifying as God's children. We have one more song to share with you tonight. You've heard it before. Fierce Rage, the Tempest. And I was thinking about this song in light of the things that happened yesterday. I don't know if you're like me, feeling a little sense of anxiety with kind of the political state our country is in. And there's other things that come our way that can be cause anxiety, and whether it's discouragement or confusion, whatever it may be, this is just a reminder that God is on the ship with us, and with him on the ship with us, there can be peace.